Hi everyone, Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. So hello there, everybody out there in internet land. Here we are, Russ, again with RST Coaching Academy with another episode of Money Talks, where, as you know, we talk about money and how to make more of it. I love interviewing people that are in the business world that have a track record of success in their particular niche, in their particular profession. And so it's wonderful to be able to bring them on today and let them pass on information to you, where they come from, how they got to where they're at, and then give you some advice for your journey along the way. And then they want to give you a way of how you can get a hold of these people too. So today, without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce to you, live and in person from Las Vegas, Nevada, Dirk Hebden. Am I saying that right, Dirk?
That is correct. You're one of the very few that get that right.
I'm just such a wordsmith. I can just talk so great. So Dirk is a fractional marketer, if I read him, if I got him correctly, and he's going to tell us all about Dirk. He's going to tell us what that term is and what he's doing with it and how it's working, and time for some advice to you folks too. So Dirk, come on. Appreciate you coming by today all the way from Las Vegas, and let's hear your story and let's get chatting here. Okay. Take it away.
Sounds good. So yeah, I am a dental fractional CMO, which is the chief marketing officer. It's kind of a mouthful, and it's a relatively new term. Dental or a fractional CMO is also a relatively new term. It's kind of catching on a little bit more. But basically, what a fractional CMO is, it's an outsourced CMO. So as businesses grow, right, they really need to start tapping into people that are experts in the whole gamut, right, that understand everything about marketing, because it's more than just running Google ads, right? It's more than just sending some posts. It's more than just doing some videos and hoping and praying that patients or customers will come flooding into their doors, right? So I've got, it all started back in 2010 when I got involved in marketing. But actually, even before that, my grew up in landscape industry. I was a contractor, and I knew that at the time, I'm going to be dating myself here, but graduated in 91 from ASU at the business degree. I didn't really get into business. I bought my own and kind of built a business. But I knew at the time everything was going and gravitating toward internet, right? And that if I didn't get a hold and a handle on marketing internet, back then, I mean, it was really business cards and, you know, door to door and signs and billboards and that kind of thing.
Newspaper ads.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was all old school. A phone book. Remember, if I look at your hair, so I'm like, okay, we can relate. This is good.
Yep.
But yeah, phone book and playing that game, being called AAA Aardvark Industry. So you're number one in the phone book, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All of
gotta
those
have
games,
a gimmick. Yep.
All of those games that we had to play. But I knew the shift was starting to happen in internet. And so I had to learn. And what I did was I just really dove in, made a lot of mistakes, spent a bunch of money, but I got good. All right. It's just really was a matter of trial and error and learning from people that were better than me. And I got really good at my own company marketing. And I had some buddies that said, hey, yeah, you seem to be doing pretty good. Can you help me? So I started helping them. They started doing pretty well. And at the time, about 2010 was when the, 2009, 2010 was when the economy was kind of rocky.
Mm-hmm.
You can remember. So I just sold my company, moved to Vegas because I was up in Utah, snow country. I'm glad I'm not there anymore. It's nice and sunny in Vegas here. But anyway, moved to Vegas and just decided, you know, I'm just going to go into the marketing full time. So I dove in, and at the time I could help anybody. I felt that really it doesn't matter. And I actually ended up helping dozens and actually even hundreds over the course of a few years, different companies from contracting to dentists to chiropractors, painters, just the whole gamut. Optometrists. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed how I could really affect their business. But I kind of gravitated more to dentistry. Back in about 2015 is where I kind of gravitated more into that. And reason why is, I'm really a fan of the old adage, if you're a jack of all trades, you're a master of none. I was good at overall. The concepts are the same pretty much across the board, but
Exactly. I was just going to make that statement, that's very true. Very true.
So I gravitated, and one of the reasons why is I needed some dental work done with my own mouth, and kind of looked around and was seeing some opportunity to being able to work with some dentists. Worked with one, kind of worked out a trade with him, but was able to do was help him really blow up his practice as far as getting lots of patients. And I'm like, the thing with dentistry is they deal with residual, right? They have every 6 months, you're supposed to come in for a dental exam and get your teeth cleaned. And well, they have residual, but they have cosmetics. So they've got some high-end stuff, implants that could be anywhere from $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. So they have some treatments and things that can really make them quite a bit of money. And it's just the problem is most dentists really haven't, figured this marketing thing out. So I've kind of just gravitated over to them
I think
and
that
in dental.
And I had asked you originally before we went online, if you were a dentist, and if you would have said yes, I was going to say you are one rare breed, because most medical professionals know next to nothing about business and finance and maybe even money. They make a lot of money, but they're at a loss what to do, and so. And that's where I was going to go with if you said you were a dentist, and that's what you're doing here with in the dental industries, helping these people that they're great at what they do, they're well schooled and successful, but they're looking to become more successful. They just don't know how to do it. And so that's it. Kudos to you for zeroing in on them, and kudos to them for realizing they need help. Right. All right. Anyway, continue.
So like you said, the challenge with dentists is, they go through could be 8 to 10 years if they want to really specialize in medical school, and just they n have never really been taught effective marketing, right? And effective marketing strategies and what to do when they first, whether they buy a practice or start from scratch and hang out their shingle. They just really haven't been taught effective marketing. And to be honest with you, especially with the advent of Chat GPT and AI, things are evolving so fast that it's difficult for them to kind of keep on top of things. Google is making changes all the time with their algorithms, and it takes a person that is in this industry that has the pulse to be able to help and guide them, not making critical mistakes. And some of the critical mistakes that I see often happening is, they'll get an email from some marketer, whether it be out of the country or whatever, and they promise you first page on Google, right? And they buy into that.
Every day I get multiple emails promising that. Yes, indeed. From a
I think
Gmail account, so you don't know where the heck they're from. Half of them or
exactly
most of them are probably from India,
exactly
Drives me crazy.
that's the bottom line. I mean, how you first the first way to test is look at their domain on their email, if it's Gmail or Hotmail or any of these generic, which thankfully Google is and Yahoo is really starting to clamp down on that. Things are now starting to go to spam if you don't send from a domain, right? So this is kind of a warning to everybody out there that look, if you aren't sending your emails, whether it be to anybody, if you're not sending it from your domain and you're sending it from a Gmail on a larger scale, and I'm not talking about regular correspondence, I'm talking about marketing in any way, shape, or form,
Broadcast
it's going
mail.
to go right into spam and all of your work is going to be for naught, right?
I
So,
have on a number of emails that I've received, they're touting themselves as, a business. That's what it says on the bottom, yours truly, Fred Ignell, some company, but it was it from a Gmail account. And sometimes when I'm really feeling nasty, I'll respond and I'll say, you don't even appear to be a professional. You don't have a website that works. You're using a Gmail account, blah, blah, blah. And so you're saying the same thing of what I've been feeling is, how come you don't have a website with a domain name and send from there instead of some Mickey Mouse Gmail account that anybody can create and pretend to be a bona fide business? I'm glad they're cracking down. That's great.
It's
Good
helpful to
deal.
everybody across the board. But you know, it's the whole adage, and this is what I tell all my clients, and really anybody, is people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. But it starts with trust, right? Actually, it starts with getting found. If you're not even on the internet, it doesn't matter where you're at, right? So you need to be found, obviously, on the internet, but it really, the foundation, this is where we start with everybody, is this trust. And how we get trust, you know, it's having the reviews in Google. It's obviously having a Google business listing, Bing business listing, having a website. But those reviews are so critical, right? And we need to have more than just a few. We need to have lots of them. They need to be relevant, right? And they need to also be within the last 6 months. We need to have an ongoing. And the nice thing again with dentists is they see so many patients every day. It's just a matter of asking them and making it easy for them to be able to do so. And you want that feedback, right? You do want to know how you're doing overall. But when you're doing a great job, you really want them to tell the whole world, and they do that through Google, right? So you want to have that established reputation. Because without that reputation, nobody's going to do business with you, right? So that's the very foundation that we start with. Once we start there, then we can kind of go on to the next step. People want to do business with people that they like, right? How do you get liked? Well, again, it starts with trust, but you really need to be social, right? My question to you is, how many do you think, how many patients go to dentists that are on social media? Right. What percentage do you think are on social media that go to really any business? Right. I'm going to open this out to all of your the people that watch this. What percentage do you think are on social media?
Well, I have no idea, and I imagine my dentist is, but I didn't even think to check them out. I was at a coffee shop, and they're two doors down, so I just stumbled in the front door and started talking with them and liked what I was hearing. They took my insurance and stuff, so I'm kind of came at it from a different way, and would not say that I did any review on these people, but I hear what you're saying. But the majority of people are really into that scene, probably before they even make contact, or even if they've made contact and maybe made an appointment, they're going to check that practice out before they show up and sit in the chair, I think is
Absolutely.
what your clients are experiencing, right? And so the need to have that name, that recognition, building that brand and so on, so very important. In dentistry and everything else in business. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, because everybody's online, right? That's the
Yep.
thing I try to express to not only dentists, anybody that I talk with that owns a business, is what percent of your potential customers are online with social media? Like
Yep.
probably 98% of people are on social media, whether they be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's some form of social media everybody is on, and if you're not on there, right, it's hard for anybody to get to know you because social media is one of those avenues. You don't have to be really stuffy. In fact, if you are stuffy, it kind of repels people, but this is kind of how they get to know you more,
Yeah.
almost an individual level. What do you really like?
Yeah.
Right? Besides doing your doctor thing or whatever. So, we want to get liked, and we do that with social media. So what we do with them, if they're not on social, which a lot of dentists are not, as we get that all established, we build this brand, right? We want to have this brand the same across the board through all of the different platforms. And of course, the main ones again are Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram. LinkedIn is another thing that, well, a lot of dentists aren't even on. So we want to be on that. And obviously, we want to be also on YouTube. YouTube
Right.
is kind of our.
As you are presenting this to a new client, do you find that most of these guys, that you said most are not on it up till now? Do you find that most are open to it, or are they dragging their feet and saying, you know what, I don't really believe in that stuff? In other words, you've got to kind of persuade them that you need to do this, whether, regardless of your personal opinion,
Right.
you got to do it for your business's sake and for the sake of your potential, your prospective patients, right? So
Yep.
is that a point of sometimes contention that you've got to overcome with this dentist?
It's not so much just because when I first meet with a dentist in what we call a massive patient acquisition call, right? I have that name because that's what we do, is we bring massive patients, massive quantity of patients to dentists. And how we do that, of course, is an all-around approach. Well, I'm an outsourced CMO, and so what we do is we solve this problem that dentists have, is how do I consistently get patients to come in to fill my chairs? And it could be a single location dentist or multiple dentists in a, in a location, or even multiple locations. A lot of dentists are struggling every single week and day on how to get more patients in, because that's how they make their money. They're trained on doing the work,
Right.
getting them in, they're struggling, right? So what we do, and we talk with them, is we say, look, let's take a look at those people that are doing very well, right? These are the things, this is how you are as compared to what they're doing, right? And so success leaves clues, right? We want to make sure that we're doing the things that work so that you can get more patients. And so we start breaking it down, and we talk about people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And of course, you need to get found. And so we talk about what that means to their practice and how, where they're at. Because what we want to do when we meet with somebody initially is we take a snapshot of being portraying a patient that before, as if I was going to think about visiting them, right? So I take a look at all each of those areas, and then I show them, this is how a patient views you, right, when they, before they ever decide to engage. And then we kind of break that down on what we can do to help them to get to that next level, because I do offer, it's a strong offer. I tell dentists, look, I can double their revenue in 6 months or less, as long as you input all of the strategies that I'm talking about, right? Or their money back. I give them their money back, right? At the end of 6 months, if it has not doubled and they have done everything that we've told them to do, and side note, everything that we tell them to do 99.999% of the time will easily double their revenue, easily, because there is so much waste going on that
Awesome.
it's pretty easy. But the challenge sometimes is sometimes they get to where they don't want to release certain things, or they're kind of maybe thinking a little bit smaller, or those kinds of things. So those people that take that risk, because I'm willing to risk, right? I'm willing to say, look, I'll give you your money back if it doesn't happen. So I'm willing to put it all out there. And so I'm looking for also dentists that are, look, they're tired of trying to figure this thing out. They're willing to hire somebody on a, outsource type basis and make this thing work. And as we do that, we're able to really promote a lot of change in practices. In fact, one of the practices that we've been working with, they're now consistently getting between 50 and 75 new patients every week, like clockwork.
Wow.
New patients,
Awesome.
right? These are,
Woo.
and we're not talking about just little cavities or little checkups. I mean, we're talking about root canals, we're talking about dentures, we're talking about implants, we're talking about higher end cosmetic dentistry, which, is really making a big difference in a practice. So,
Well, that's right, that you're not just working with dentists, but you've really tightened your niche into the cosmetic dentistry, which is a niche of a niche, kind of, isn't it?
it is.
Yeah. And that lends itself to some high ticket activity for the practitioner, for the dentist. So you do this doubling the revenue in 6 months or less through things like their website, social media, the Google business listing,
Google
anything
Ads.
else? I'm sorry.
Google Ads. So again, we look at each of these areas. So first of all, again, people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. Trust is reviews. So we generate reviews. We help them by incorporating things that are as simple as, and this is what anybody can do, is if they go to their Google business listing and they click on, get more reviews, if they go in there, Google will give them a link to make it easy for people. When they click on that, it'll go right to where they need to leave that review. And
Ah.
you can actually make a QR code. This is what we do, is we make that link into a QR code. So when somebody, and everybody has a phone, right? We have that QR code just in a little stand next to where they check out. And it just says, hey, thanks so much for coming in today. If you don't mind, scan the QR code and let us know what you think, right? And so they scan the QR code, it goes right to their Google business listing. They just barely had a great experience. They're able to leave a review right there. And that alone, triples the amount of reviews, because we're making it easy for people and we're doing it right when services have been rendered. So they're pretty happy. We talk about with the dentist, let me back up, and we make sure we look into how the experience is, because sometimes experience isn't so good, right? So we have to actually train the staff, right, on reputation, the importance of maintaining a five-star reputation, because if you don't, you leave bad reviews and that will affect negatively the practice,
That'll
right?
bite you. Right, indeed. Oh, wow.
So
So
yeah, we
then.
looked at social media again. We set the social media up there and we do posting for them. Then as far as the how they get known, their website, we take a look. If they have a website, we're going to tweak it. We want to make sure it loads quickly. We want to make sure the reviews are on there. We want to make sure that all of their services are on there. Information, right? People are looking for that information. One of the other things that we love to do is make sure we have an AI chatbot on there. People, a lot of times in the past, they didn't haven't really been a fan of a chatbot, because it's usually just kind of a impersonal type of a thing that doesn't really offer a whole lot of value. But with AI, they've got some chatbots out there that will answer any question about dentistry you can ever think about, like that, in full. And with the chatbot, you can really design to not only help people, but guide them into booking an appointment. Right. And that's what the overall you want to guide people to do is make it easy to make an appointment. So those types of things. And then, of course, getting found, we start with Google Ads. Google is the 900-pound gorilla. It's not going away. They spend billions of dollars to Apple to make sure that they are the search engine for Apple. And of course, they own Android, right? There's a reason why they're number one. They spend billions of dollars out there making sure that they are the top dog and they have 90% market share, right, for search. So with that, you need to know that. So we have to play with them.
Yeah, got to work with them, love them
Yeah,
or hate
look.
them, but you got to work with them. So the Google Ads obviously is at a cost. And
Correct.
that's probably not your dime. That would be your client's dime paying for
Correct.
those pay-per-click ads or however it's working, correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay. All
So
right.
there's
Let
two
me
ways with that, with
go ahead.
Google. One is we want to get in the maps. And so that is going to be search engine optimization, right? We want to make sure we can get into that three pack because getting into the maps when people are doing searches, dentist near me, if you're in that map pack, that's free calls, right? You don't have to pay Google for that. I say it's free because you have to do a lot of things that cost money in order to be optimized to make sure that you're in there. But that's what we work on to establish. And then the shortcut, of course, is the Google Ads, right? And making sure that we are targeting correctly. We have the correct ad copy, and then the correct landing page. And as we have everything dialed in, Google will actually reward the advertiser, the dentist, or the person that's doing the ads with a lower overall cost. So it's just understanding that. And because we have such a wide base and knowledge and experience with Google Ads, specifically with dentistry, we can get those costs narrowed down to be very the ROI is very large, right? Again, because we have the We already know what works, what doesn't, the negative keywords and those types of things so that we can get that positive ROI and get patients fast. I mean, that's the nice thing about Google Ads is I can get patients within a week to coming in. Whereas like SEO and some of these other things, it might take a few months to really get that traction. So we want to have a combination, of both of those things.
I see. So how is a prospective patient of a dentist going to end up being able to see the reviews? Is that starting with a Google search for the dentist's practice name, and then on that search, is there typically a view reviews link or something, or is that something that's going to be only keyed off of the website that the person is taken to?
So that's a great question. There's two ways. One, if they're just doing a search and they've never heard of that dentist before, and they're just searching in Google, and the Google listing comes up, of course, Google will share the reviews. There will be a little reviews tab that they can then click on, and then they can read all of the latest reviews, and see, what are the patients. What are they experiencing? Because they want to know what they should expect to experience. And they only know that by reading about the experience of others. So they do that through, the Google, through the Google search and finding that Google business listing,
And
right?
then, so they can get to the reviews even without going to the practice's website.
Correct.
They're just going to the Google site.
Yep,
All right,
exactly.
interesting. Okay.
Yep, because that's another thing too. If they've heard of, so sometimes people say, I recommend XYZ dentist. Then if they've heard of it, what are the things that they do? First off, is they put the name of that and in the city. If it's in the same city, they don't need to do that, but to put the name of the practice, and then they'll put the word reviews.
Ah.
Right? They want Google to give them the reviews. And so Google is going to dish up because it wants to make sure it is giving relevant information based on the search. So it's going to give every review source, whether it's Google, might be Yelp, it might be Facebook, it might be Yellow Pages, it might be all of these other different sites. So it's important to get reviews on those sites so you have a wide variety. If you're a Better Business Bureau, you want to have some reviews from there. But that's one of the ways that people pull up that reviews fastest, is to put the name of the company or the practice in the word reviews. And so we want to make sure we have reviews on these different sites, but we obviously also want to make sure we have these reviews on the website too.
Wow, that's quite an art to this whole marketing.
It is. Thing, yeah, it's something that, you know, I kind of geek out on, something that I've learned, and I'm able to just roll right over. And this is how I know I can easily double their practice revenue, because there's just, most dentists aren't even, you know, doing a fourth of the things that they could be doing, and should be doing in order to get those patients in the door. Because, you know, these patients, these doctors, they really, most of them that I talk with, they don't have dreams of always being behind the chair doing the work, right? They have dreams of hiring multiple associate dentists, maybe multiple locations, and being able to work on their business, and then one time in the future selling their practice for a multiple EBITDA, right?
Yep.
And being able to retire, or if they have kids, you know, being able to give them some kind of a legacy to be able to continue to run.
Right? Exactly.
They have these dreams, but they don't know how to make
it.
And so that's what I do, is I help, first of all, what are those dreams? And then I can then translate them into marketing strategies. And then we look at the KPIs that we need to hit in order to make it there.
Yeah.
So, it's just what those are.
Cool. With the Google business listing, I think there's no charge to set one of those
free.
Up.
Yep, absolutely.
Is the review process also free, or is there a charge to for people to be able to leave reviews? That's all
absolutely.
Part of the.
Yeah.
So they're, Google is, they're really giving some great value here.
They are.
At no charge.
Yep.
Some they profit in the long run somehow, obviously, because they're such a big company. But they're offering this service that businesses need to make use of at no charge to get them started. And of course, I suppose a big part of their money making is the Google Ads concept.
Absolutely. That's the bread and butter.
Yeah, indeed. So I just did something the other day, and it was like, okay, sign up here. We'll give you $500 credit for you know, Google advertising. So that's when they're matching, I think, up to $500. So commit to $1,000, and they'll pay $500 of it. So anything else that you can think of, whether it's towards the dental industry or just business in general, I mean, you have hit a lot of awesome things that pertain to so much. Is there anything else that comes to mind that would be of benefit to our viewers here?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say, you know, take advantage of those things that are free, right? Just get those done, because they don't cost money. And like we said, the Google business listing, it's making sure that you get your Google business listing established. And it's more than just being established. We want to optimize it. And how do we optimize it? Well, we want to have, obviously, all of your regular information, your hours, but we want to also start putting pictures, right? We want to put pictures of the outside of your business, put pictures of the inside of your business, put pictures of your clients, put pictures of your staff, the doctors. People want to see what is it that they're going to experience, you know, and pictures are the fastest way to convey that, of a great experience. And so we want to really add those pictures. Another thing, again, this is free, is put Q&As, right? Question and answers. Google offers this for absolutely free. And so if you don't know what are the most asked questions that you get as a business, you know, go to ChatGPT and ask them the list. What are the top 20 questions in my industry, right? Whatever industry you're at.
Uh-huh.
And what are the best answers? And it is so wonderful that we can have an asset like this. Now, obviously, we want to double check that they are correct, but it will give you so much information that you can then put on your business listing to help those people that are coming, because they are coming and they want to know. And if we have that information available for them, next thing we want them to do is we want them to click on that website. And then, of course, make sure your website has an SSL, has that secure
Secure.
badge. If it's not secure and they see, hey, this site's not secure, that's not a good sign. So that's something that simple can be done. But make sure it makes load, make sure it loads fast, right? People are on these cell phones, and if it takes a long time to load, they're not gonna do it, right? So having the website on there, and then just making sure that you get those reviews also on your website. Just having that presence. Social media, again, free. If you don't have a business Facebook account, you can Google, how do I set up a Facebook business account? And there's YouTube videos. It's really easy to do, but we want to make sure that we have accounts on these major social media sites. And again, if you don't know what to post, first of all, post about you. What is it? How did you get involved? Pictures, those kinds of things. And then you can always go back to ChatGPT. Hey, give me 30 days of content about whatever it is my industry is. And you'd be surprised, and make it into a social media post, and even give me some pictures. It does everything like that. And then just start posting. If not every day, just as often as you can, a couple of times a week at first. And you'll see your followers will start growing. Always make sure that you ask them to like and follow, right? Give people what to do besides the content that you're giving to them. So those two things, social media, getting that Google listing, I would say are the free things that are out there. And then of course there's other directories like Yelp and Better Business Bureau. If you can join that, that's just promotes so much authority. You can get a link from them to the linking to your website, and the link from your website back to them. It can really help your website, really help people to know and have that trust, because it all starts in trust before they make that first phone call.
Right. And that starts with getting known too. They gotta know you. Indeed. Wowee. So there's a lot of free services out there, and yet you have made a dynamic business for years out of combining all those free services into a package that's going to benefit the client, so he doesn't have to go out and figure out how to do all this stuff.
Exactly.
And so they're willing to pay you because you become the doctor of marketing here, so to speak. And
Exactly.
one call does it all for their marketing in you. Yep, indeed.
And like you said, as a doctor, it's important to know what it is that's going on before you just give them the solution. Right. So we want to make sure that we understand everything that's going on with their marketing before we can then prescribe, give the prescription in order to make this thing happen. But generally speaking, since we've seen so many different dentists in this industry, we know typically what happens, what has been happening. And so this is one of the reasons why I can offer them to jump ahead of this line and get this learning curve down to zero by having somebody like a outsourced CMO plugged into their organization, and now we can speed this this process up in getting doubling the revenues minimum in 6 months, which means in a year they can again double it again. So we can do a lot of things with them by skipping that line and then incorporating these things. But the good news is there's so much information out there that people can tap into that is free, that it's important just to get started somewhere, right? Because
Doing something, yeah.
if you don't start doing something, it's just not going to happen, right?
Yep. My mentor in my business, Grant Cardone, says bad marketing, poor marketing is better than no marketing.
That's true.
So, you know, as long as you're getting something out there, it's certainly better than oblivion of nobody having any idea who you are. Oh,
right.
This is awesome. Interesting stuff. Oh, I was going to ask, do you find that these dental professionals are usually quite open to share their situation? In fact, that's a good question for any of the clients that you work with from any business, that they're not just keeping stuff close to their chest and they don't want to reveal maybe the dark side of their business and the problems.
Yeah, it you know, it really is. When people contact me, it's usually when they are totally open. Those people that are closed, you know, one of the things I'm going to do this year, starting, you know, even this week, is promote more content that's going to be, it's just free tips on how to improve, you know, your marketing, things that you can do right now. Don't cost you anything, but these small incremental improvements, when you start multiplying them together, can really, you know, propel not only a practice but a business by, you know, doing them right. It's those small incremental improvements that they incorporate will start multiplying, you know, hundredfold as you go, and they can be done without having to, you know, hire somebody. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit longer to do, but some people just aren't yet ready to have somebody to help them, but they are looking for ways that they can help themselves. And so that's what I'm looking
for. Are you doing that, you know, free advice, basically free training to a point as well? Are you concerned at all that it might lead to a person just, well, I can do this, and not ever think about calling you? You've given them advice, they've got started and they've seen some success, and ultimately you're hoping that it leads to them calling you for even more. But is there a concern at all that maybe they'll say, well, I don't need this guy because he's told me everything I need to know, you know what I
right.
mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I really want to help as many people as possible. There are going to definitely be those people that will take things, but what I'm doing with them is I'm building trust with them. I want them to let them know that I do know what I'm talking about. I'm more than happy to help them, even just from the content that I'm putting out there. But I know that in doing so, there's a lot of people, they want to skip the time lag, right? By going at it on your own self and learning these things, you know, it's going to take 10 times, 100 times longer to get those results than having somebody that can plug you into a system that already works. So do you want to be able to retire at a larger EBITDA, right? You want to be able to retire well? Do you want to be able to work on your business rather than in your business faster? Or do you want to go the slow route, you know, and learn and go and improve and apply? I mean, things are changing so rapidly. It's tough to keep up, and let alone all of the other industry changes that they're having to deal with, you know, with technology. So
good point. And these guys, their business is working in someone's mouth, doing the cosmetic dentistry and so on. The office manager is busy running the office, and the support staff is busy doing the support work in the office. And so who the heck is there available to implement the brilliant ideas that Dirk has put forth for free? It's like,
right.
Hey, man, these are great ideas, but I don't have time to do this. Nobody in my company does. So let's call this guy. Hey, that can work. That definitely can work directly for you right away.
Yeah, that's the sneaky end around objective that I have.
Well,
but
Grant Cardone says, give, give, give. And that's what you're about. And you said you want to help people. And obviously, That comes under the area of giving, and so that's a noble thing. Hey man, I appreciate the time that you've spent with me and with us and the audience here, telling us about what you do and in general, I'm specific with the dentist, but then the general things that you put out there as far as tips and marketing and the need for and how to go about doing it. So there's somebody, and I assume that you have a nationwide reach here. There is somebody in Key West, Florida, that's watching this and says, you know, I could use this guy's help. How do they get a hold of Dirk?
You know, we make it really easy. And that is, they can just go to massivepatientacquisitioncall.com. You know, it's kind of a
Massive,
mouthful.
massive patient.
Acquisition call.
Acquisition call dot com.
Yep.
Got it.
When they go there, they're going to get some additional information. They're going to be able to see what we do, testimonials from dentists, also screenshots of actual proof of what we do. But what they can do is easily sign up for a 30-minute online call through Zoom. And what I do is we look specifically about, you know, we look into their practice and we ask them a few questions. Where they're at, where they, you know, what are they wanting to do and to get accomplished? And we're actually going to give them actionable items that they can incorporate that day to help. But we'll also give them strategies and ways that we can help them too. And we'll off give them that offer. We can double their practice. Again, as long as they can incorporate the things, the strategies that we tell them to, we know that we can do that. And so we invite people anywhere to just go to that massive patient acquisition call. I do know that as they do that and as they meet with us, we don't bite. We're definitely open. We want to help them. We know that most people do need that help, and we just know that there is, you know, there is they can picture a day when they can work on their practice. In you know, on it rather than in it, and they can free up their time to be able to do other things, right? They can picture that day when they can eventually retire and leave a legacy, whether it be to their own kids or to somebody who's coming in and buying it. We want to make sure that this thing is attractive, that it's running on its own, and that it is running on all cylinders. It's a well-oiled machine, and that can happen as quick as just meeting with me in that 30-minute call, that massive patient acquisition call, and we welcome anybody to do so.
And they can start picturing the day when they have the freedom and the growth that they're really looking for.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So appreciate your time.
You're
Say,
welcome.
folks, here we have an expert marketer specifying or specifically into the cosmetic dental world, but an expert in just all things marketing. So if you can make use of his services, don't hesitate. MassivePatientAcquisition.com. It's a yeah,
Call.
MassiveCall.com.
Massive, yeah, massive patient acquisition call. But
Yep,
it's a
it's a long
mouthful.
handle, but once you get it, you'll never forget it. And get on there and sign up. Read his information and sign up for that 30-minute call. No matter what particular profession, what your industry is in, he's open and wants to help you. And so am I too, folks. You need sales training, you need some business and individual coaching services. That's what I do. You can go to my website, rstcoachingacademy.com, or call me directly, 386-286-2450. At your service. We're both at your service. And so thanks, folks, for tuning in for another episode of Money Talks, talking about money, how to make more of it. You're going to make more money if you do the right kind of marketing that Dirk's been talking about. So until next time, we will see you online and down the road, over and out. Take care, folks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you so much. Take care.
Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.